if you were summoned to appear before the presence of the Lord right now, would you be uneasy about going? Hello again, it's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast.
Hi, it's great to be with you on the program today. I've been talking all this week about why I love Jesus. And I'm not claiming I love him 100%. I wish I did. I have a faulty love for him. Not his fault, by the way. But let me ask you, do you love him? I didn't ask, do you go to church? I just asked, do you love Jesus? I didn't ask, were you a nice person, a good neighbor, a good parent? I asked you, do you love Jesus? Well, this week we've been looking at some of the reasons for loving him. You know, I love him because he loved me when I was an awful failure. He loved me when I was an awful sinner, and he went to the cross and died for my sins. And then he sent his Spirit to draw me to himself, and he wrote my name in his book, the Lamb's Book of Life. And I love him because there's no one that's beyond his reach. No one listening to me today is beyond his reach, beyond his love, beyond his care. And I love him because every single day of life, he forgives my sins. Now, I don't know about you, but you know, let me tell you a wee secret. Every single day I sin, I blow it. And most of you know what I'm talking about, looking at your own lives. We're in the same boat. Now, what if you were called right now to appear before God right now? You weren't going to Pasco, weren't going to collect 200. What would your attitude be? Would you be kind of a wee bit trembling within yourself? Or would you have confidence to go into his presence? Would you say, oops, studio, you know, not as good as I could have been. I failed a few times today, and I can't go before him like this, or I can't go before him like that. Listen to me. If that's your attitude, then there never will be a time when you can go into his presence. If you think that you've got to get all cleaned up from sin before you can go in and see him, then you've missed the gospel. If you can't appear before him when all is wrong in your life, then you can't appear before him when all is right in your life. For it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's according to his mercy that he saves us. And our only authority to go into the presence of God is by the blood which he has shed on the cross. And we have no fewer privileges to appear before him when all is wrong in our life than when all is right in our life. The good news is that Jesus Christ has shed his blood, and it's his blood that gives us access. Yes, no matter how far away from God you are right now, no matter how many times you failed, even you could have failed just before you listened to this program, come to him through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You might think, well, I haven't prayed, I haven't fasted, I haven't read the Bible, I haven't helped old ladies across the street. That's works, folks. You can't approach him by works, only by the shed blood, and no one is too far away from God today to get saved, and that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.